Okay, Sasha. Okay. That's a good boy. God, somebody's here to see you.
Blue. Songs are like tattoos underneath the skin, an empty space to fill in.
My mom loves talking to strangers in alleyways, especially if they have a dog.
I met that little Pomeranian, his name is Junior, and you know, some other dog I've met, Zelda.
The year after my dad died, she was having trouble getting out of bed. She wasn't eating much. Then she met a guy in the alley behind her house, walking a big old German shepherd.
He was obviously limping a little bit, just dragging his left foot. He looked like a really friendly, lovable sort of dog. And I said, oh, can I pat your dog? He said, oh, yeah, Simon loves the ladies. So I'm patting his head and he's looking at me. I'm looking into his eyes. There's communing.
She found out Simon's back legs were giving out and that he had trouble walking up to his third floor apartment.
So Simon hobbled up the stairs, but it's like a long hobble.
My mom lives on the ground floor and she offered to babysit Simon now and then to spare him the ups and downs.
Okay, I've got the leash.
After a few weeks, he stopped wanting to go on walks with his owner.
Didn't want to go with anybody but me.
He moved in with my mom full time.
Oh, you're going to eat some snow. You did that when you were a puppy.
She started calling Simon her therapy dog.
Okay, let's go.
He kind of forced a routine into my life, hitting the streets at dawn and enjoying the sunrise, sometimes moonset.
They walk very slowly together, an hour to go 10 blocks.
We're off to see the wizard, hey?
They stop every time they see a cat.
Cats are his favorite.
Simon, there's the kitty, here.
He specializes in eyeballing cats, you could say.
He'll stand and stare at a cat for 45 minutes if my mom lets him.
Saying hello or goodbye.
When there's snow, my mom shovels a path in front of Simon as they walk, like a human Zamboni.
Just stay out of the deep snow, Simon.
Sometimes he slips and falls anyway.
Whoopsie.
And can't get back up.
Oh, Simon, that looks so sore.
So a couple of times I've had to put my scarf around his belly and kind of hoist him up.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, up we get. Yeah, you can do it, Simon. Get the leash out of the way. That's it, this way, yeah. This way.
He really takes a long time to cross the street. I'm sort of timing it so that we don't get run down. And then sometimes he stops to have a poop in the middle of the road, which isn't great.
Keep going, that's it.
At the end of each walk, they swing by their local greasy spoon, and Simon waits outside while my mom goes in to buy him a sausage.
That's a big treat. Right, Simon?
Then they walk home for a rest.
Wanna lie down?
And now I sleep in the sunroom to keep him company.
What a good boy, Simon.
Simon's got this big furry tail about 2.5 feet long. So in the middle of the night, and I'm going to miss this when Simon's no longer with us, but, you know, if I wake up, I'll say, Simon, and thump, 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 you hear this tail wagging on the floor. I'll just take that sound with me. It feels like his time is coming, you know, to be honest. I that he might not live through the winter.
This walk I recorded ended up being Simon's last walk.
We went on a last walk, but the next day he just couldn't get up. Couldn't get up. And he couldn't get up in the night to turn around the way he used to shift position, so I mean, you know, if you're lying all night on one side, you know that would be uncomfortable. And so we called the vet, and she came. And we spoke to him, gave him some sausage, gave him some cheese. He was lying down. I gave him a bit of water in a cup so he could slurp that a bit. You know, he was glad to have the bite of cheese and the piece of liver, but then he didn't even want that, you know. So it was really the end of the path. The vet shaved a spot where she was going to first give a kind of a tranquilizer just to calm him, and then we were just telling him he was a good boy. He was a terrific dog. He was a kindly spirit, I'd say. Yeah, that was it.
Do you miss him now?
I do miss him. I see people with their dogs. But, you know, I've got a picture of Simon in my cell phone, kind of as my space saver, whatever you call it, my screen saver. And so there's my shadow and there's Simon. And so now, in a way, it's like Simon's a shadow, Simon's in the ether. I'm still finding dog hairs. So he's around. You know, he always made me feel he was delighted to see me. And so I feel lucky to have met him. And, you know, it goes to show you, if you speak to strangers in the alley, what can come your way.